It's been an exciting day today. I don't know how many of you else have joined me in watching General Counsel online. I've been addicted to it. I've been watching it all day, all the different elections and the resolutions, and what's happening in our fellowship is very exciting to me. And it was very exciting to see Beth Grant be elected to the Executive Presbytery today, too. And I tell you, I got a little emotional when I saw that. It was very exciting. Thanks for the opportunity to share with you today about Adopt-A-Block. There's several of you here who are already very familiar with it because you're part of it. And I just want to take a minute. If you have been a part of Adopt-A-Block, would you mind just to raise your hand so we can see those of you who've helped out? There's about a half dozen or so of you here. I just want to thank you in front of all these other people for the service that you've brought to. And even, Montiel, I didn't see you raise your hand, but you bake goods for us all the time, and we appreciate that. That's as much a part of the ministry as anything else, and we appreciate it. I want to tell you a little bit, because I've never really had the chance to share with why Adopt-A-Block even came to be in the first place, and I think that'll help you understand where we're going. Adopt-A-Block isn't an original idea for with Central Assembly. It actually was a ministry started first by Tommy and Matthew Barnett in Los Angeles when they began their church, which is now known as the Dream Center. And they're operating out of a hospital called Queen of Angels Hospital, and they have about 200 ministries that operate out of there. And when I first graduated of Angel in 1999, I spent a year running a women's homeless shelter there. And I got to see firsthand how Adopt-A-Block worked. And probably the most amazing thing about Adopt-A-Block, it grew their church. That was really awesome. But what was even more amazing was the effect of God's Spirit in that community. The Dream Center is centered in an area of Los Angeles called the Rampart District. And you may be familiar with that name. There was a lot of police corruption back in the 90s, and it was in the news quite often. But there was also there's a lot of gang activity in that area, a lot of prostitution in that area, a lot of just violent crime in general. And as they began to do Adopt-A-Block, as they went, they go every week. We do it a little differently, but in Los Angeles, they go every week, and they knock on doors, and they build relationships, and they serve the community. And as they began to do that, the crime rates went down. The mayor is even quoted in saying that the community became a better place because of what the Dream Center was doing. And so that's kind of the vision and the dream behind what we're doing here. Pastor Bradford, when he was here, had I believe he attended a pastor's school in Arizona and saw what they were doing, and he got excited about that idea. 2 years ago, during the missions convention, Trisha Cunningham began to have a burden for this kind of ministry in our neighborhood. She put together a steering team, and I was part of the steering team and kind of gave some direction as to how it had been done before and how we wanted to try doing it here. We made a few adjustments. We only meet once a month, whereas, like I told you before, in Los Angeles, they meet once a week. We do ours a little differently than they do in the way we organize things, but the basic principles are the same. And the vision behind it is we want to be an impact to the Grant Beach neighborhood area. And the boundaries for that, just so you kind of have a mental picture, this street here, Boonville, this is the far eastern edge of our boundary line. And Commercial Street is our northern boundary. Chestnut Expressway is our southern boundary, and Kansas Expressway is our western boundary. That's the area we want to just embrace. Right now, our area is a lot smaller than that. We have an area that covers from Nichols to Division and from Boonville to Grant. But the area that we're looking to eventually be covering as a church is about, I want to say it's about, I'm sorry, about 1,000 homes. And our vision is to have 300 volunteers from Central Assembly going out on second Saturdays and being a part of what we do through Adopt-A-Block. Just so you know, I'm not a credentialed minister. And there's a reason for that. I have a full-time call to ministry on my life, but I have not yet decided to be credentialed because I feel that at this time in my life, the ministry that God has called me to is to help the everyday average Christian understand that compassion ministry, that reaching out and doing the Good Samaritan type of work isn't just for the pastors and the missionaries. It's how we do Christianity. It's how we walk out our faith in a daily basis. And so right now, for me to become a credentialed minister, a missionary or pastor, in order to get that message across is counterproductive to my message. So I've chosen to stay in the workforce and do all of my work in my volunteer time. So I actually work full-time so that I can support my ministry habit. That's how I describe it. but I mentioned the Good Samaritan just a minute ago, and that's really where Adopt-A-Block comes out of. That's where we birthed it out of. Our motto is love your neighbor, and our vision statement is to serve in order to build relationships in love. And the Good Samaritan story was Jesus' answer to a question about what was the greatest commandment. And he said to love the Lord your God with all your heart and also to love your neighbor as yourself. And then he told this story about the Good Samaritan. And the point of the Good Samaritan was that despite all the people who had walked by the person who had been beaten up and injured, none of them stopped except for the last one. And Jesus' point in telling that story was that when you see a person in need, that person is your neighbor. And we drive by to get here. We drive by our neighbors in the Grant Beach neighborhood every Sunday or every Wednesday, sometimes more. I come here to church sometimes a lot on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I'm driving by them all the time. And I've lived in this neighborhood, actually. Up until last year, I had lived in this neighborhood for the last 9 years. And I have a tremendous heart for what happens in this neighborhood specifically. And so when Tricia was leaving with Craig to go to Arizona, I took over this ministry. And our passion is to see four areas of growth in Adopt-A-Block. One is in our area of projects. We have a group of people who maybe aren't very comfortable with talking to people face-to-face, door-to-door, and they go out and they do the projects. And the projects can range from everything from painting to trimming bushes to lawn mowing to cleaning. We do a lot of house cleaning. We do a lot of picking up sticks and hauling away trash for people. We do lawn mowing almost all year round. I think the only month we didn't do lawn mowing was December, maybe January too, but it just seemed like the grass was always growing. And so we have a team of people who just mow lawns. The reason we have that is because that's the bait that we use on the other side of our team, which is the door-to-door people. Our door-to-door people knock on the door, and we don't do the door-to-door evangelism thing. We don't knock on the door and give the ABCs of salvation. We strictly are going to the doors to build relationships because we believe that in building those relationships, we demonstrate care, and we are given access into their lives, and that we can then minister the love of Christ to them. And we do that by offering to do projects. It's very common to knock on a door and say, we're from the church down the street, and we just wanted to see if there was anything we could do to serve you. There's no strings attached. We're not asking for any money. We just wanted to offer our help. If you ever think of anything that you need help with, if you're going on vacation and you need somebody to take care of your lawn, if you're really busy and you can't get to the garage that you need painted, we're just building those relationships. And it's amazing when you're offering something and there's no strings attached, how open people are. And then after we get to know them a little bit, we say, by the way, we're going to be praying for you this month. Is there anything we can pray about? And then from there, the next time we go back, we say, hey, you know, we prayed for your son who's in Iraq. How's he doing? Hey, we're praying about your job situation. How's it going? And when you start going back and you remember what their needs were, when you have expressed concern and you have prayed for them and you're able to communicate that with them, the relationship blossoms just like that. It is just amazing to see hearts open up. There are two other areas of ministry that we can't do without in Adopt the Black, and one of those is our prayer team. We have people who pray in the Fusion Center while we're all out. I wouldn't want to go out without a prayer team supporting us. Our team has seen a tremendous amount of spiritual warfare in the time that we've been going. Among our own leadership team, just in 1 month, we had parents who were in the hospital. We had a person lose a job. We had a brother who was suicidal, a daughter who was in teen challenge, a person who had been diagnosed with depression, and conflicts in our team just in 1 month. And we continually see those kinds of battles waged because this is something that is radically going to change this neighborhood, and the enemy does not want to see that. And so we need prayer warriors. And so if for some reason that's of interest to you, and the reason I specifically say that is because you're here praying tonight, so I know that that must be something that you're really good at. Fannie Mae Hall is sitting over here, and she leads our team of prayer warriors, and we'd love to add some more of you to our team. The last area of ministry that we have is our child care workers. We have a lot of people coming in who have children that are too young to be going out doing the projects and maybe not quite old enough to really appreciate the door-to-door aspect of what we're doing. And so it's just a great benefit to our parents to have people who can adequately and lovingly take care of their children while we're out ministering. So those are our four areas of ministry, but I just want to tell you a little bit about how those areas of ministry have played out for us and some of the things that we're seeing happen. We have a man named Charlie. He lives over here on Hovey Street, and that's one of the blocks that I work on. And Charlie is he's a recovering drug addict, and he has a very rough life. And we would knock on his door month after month, and he was very polite, but that was really it. There was no relationship being built there. Until one day when Charlie, who's on disability because he has discs degenerating his back and he's unable to work, he's barely able to walk really, until he asked for help with mowing his lawn. And the day that we knocked on his door and the lawnmower guys were out there mowing the lawn, he came out and sat down and talked with us for an hour. That's how this works. Sometimes that project thing, that just is the key that unlocks the door to those relationships for us. We've had people, Randy Walls and his wife Karen have regularly ministered to a family who over time has been asking for prayer about health issues and job issues. And they came here to Central Assembly one night for a prayer meeting, I think, and Pastor Bradford laid hands on the woman, and she saw for the first time in her life a vision of Jesus, and she gave her heart to the Lord. And the family is now serving in Central Assembly. We have a man who was in the hospital. One of our Adopt-a-Block workers turned in a card saying, "This man in our block has been in the hospital. Do you think somebody from church could go visit him?" And Pastor Morris arranged for that with our visitation team. And the next time we went to visit him, we found out he'd given his heart to the Lord during that time. It's just amazing to see the changes. And sometimes they seem so small at first. And then you look back over a year or two and you see how much each little change has added to the next change and how big it gets. And so we're not even close to where we want to be. We have about 70 volunteers who've signed up. About 30 of them show up regularly on Saturday morning. That's about 1/10 of where we want to be. So one of the things I want you to pray for is the workers for our harvest field. Our harvest field, which is right here, right next door. And the other thing is I'd like you to pray about considering how you might join us and be a part of that. We have a few opportunities coming up that I'd also like to ask you to pray for. One of those is there are several organizations that are very focused on this neighborhood area. One of those is the Grant Beach Neighborhood Association. Jane Powell works tirelessly with Grant Beach Neighborhood Association. She has made incredible inroads. And we're starting to build more relationships with them and gain more access into their meetings and into the lives of the people who are part of Grant Beach Neighborhood Association. We're also developing relationships with the Urban Neighborhood Alliance and the Boys and Girls Club, which is right here in Grant Beach Park. So we just ask that you would pray for us as we continue to develop those relationships. There's a couple churches in the vicinity. There's a Vineyard Church, which is just, I understand, it's just on the other side of Chestnut Expressway. They want to join us in doing what we do with Adopt a Block here in Grant Beach neighborhood. And we also are looking to apply for some grants. What we want to do with Adopt a Block is way bigger than what we have the resources for, just in our finances and in our time. And so we are applying for grants for equipment and possibly for staffing. If we do get to that point where we're at 300 people, it's going to take more than just a volunteer working at night after work to really organize that. So those are the things that I would just ask you to lay before the Lord in your prayer times. I know that we'll be praying about that tonight. But just to really just consider intercession for Adopt a Block. I believe that what happened in Los Angeles at the Dream Center is just a shadow of what we could see happen here if we really get behind this and really do it. And we just need the people. It's really all we need. We can work on the rest. We can work on the equipment. We can work on getting out there and building relationships, but we can't do it without the volunteers. And so more than anything, please just pray that God will speak to hearts and move on hearts. You know, I believe this year is our year of expansion. We'd really like to see that happen for Adopt a Block this year. So thank you for your time. And I don't know, are you going to direct the prayer on that?
Why don't we let Judy lead us in prayer first from her heart for these things, and then I can kind of wrap it up too. But I think you might, if you stand, you know, I think you might be able to be a little more intense in prayer, if you would please. And let's just really call on God and join with Judy, because it seems like God's love over these people that she's talking about within the mile around the church here is a tremendous love. We know God has tremendous love. Apparently, we are seeing that happen. And so there's no telling what God's going to do. And so we just want to really probably just be a part of that and open our hearts and see how God will even speak right now in our hearts as Judy leads us in prayer.
Father, we're humbled by the opportunities that you lay at our feet to usher people into your kingdom. And Father, you have given us an incredible door of opportunity in this neighborhood. Father, I just pray that you would help us to be proper stewards of this opportunity, God. Lord, just as the time that you spent with Zacchaeus transformed him and made him a new person, God, the time that we spend with our neighbors will transform them and transform our neighborhood.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father, we just ask, first of all, for your Holy Spirit, God, to guide us,
yes,
to direct
Lord.
Us, to fill us with the love and the fruit of the Spirit that we need in order to be
Bless
effective in carrying
Lord,
your word into this neighborhood, God. God, I pray that we would just be so full that our faces would shine with your glory and with your presence,
yes,
Lord.
Lord, do that, we
God,
pray.
I pray that as we go door to door this week, Lord, that you would go before us, that people would know that we have been sent by you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I just pray that you would give our volunteers a passionate love for our neighbors, God, that just compels them to come out on Saturday mornings. God,
yes,
we just
Lord.
Ask, Lord, we beg you for more workers, Lord, that
yes,
you would
Lord.
Just compel hearts,
Send
that your Holy
Lord.
Spirit would just compel people
forth,
to come
Lord,
and be a part of this, Lord.
Spirit.
God, I just pray for the area that we have defined as Grant Beach neighborhood. God, that your Spirit would just dwell there, preparing hearts. Lord, this Saturday as we go door to door, that people would already have sensed your presence, that they would already, their hearts would be prepared for the visit that you have for them, Lord. God, we just ask you for the resources that we need to do this, Lord. We just ask you, God, for wisdom in finding them and wisdom in being good stewards of them,
Lord.
Jesus, I just pray that you would bring the right people to come in and help us with the things that we need help with,
Lord.
God, you know exactly what we need, and you know the people that we're trying to reach, Lord.
Lord,
I just pray that you would direct us. God, we thank you, Lord. We're so humbled. We're so humbled by the needs that are there. God, I just pray for the working poor of Grant Beach neighborhood. God, the people who are struggling because they don't qualify for assistance, but they don't make enough.
Oh,
and they're making decisions between diapers and car insurance, God. Lord, I pray that you would meet their needs, Lord. I pray that you would bring help to them, bring encouragement, bring strength. And Lord, help us to do our part in helping them, Lord, and in bringing encouragement and bringing assistance to them, Lord. God, I just pray that you would bring hope to their hearts, Lord. Bring hope, God. We just thank you, Father, for this opportunity. We're humbled by it, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father, we pray for Judy, Father, that she is kept in strength and protection and safety, and that she is given what she needs, Lord, to meet her needs, to continue to take the leadership in this. We pray, Lord, for those that will work with her now on various aspects of it, that they will have a wonderful assurance of God's provision and see you open doors, Lord, and work miracles that are needed. Father, in the name of Jesus, guide her. Give her the desires of her heart, Lord, to see raised up a great and mightier work in the area, the deliverance of people, the joy that people will find in Jesus, the open hearts that you would open, Lord, their eyes, their hearts, to receive your love. Lord, we thank you now for it, and we just expect it to continue to grow and be stronger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we give you the praise and the glory, Lord, for every soul that will be saved in this and every work that's been done in this, the wonderful works of the Lord, letting their light shine that people will see their good deeds and glorify you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord.